Safe and fun for the whole family, Shine FM with Parenting Moments every Wednesday with registered psychologist Kimberly Eckerd, founder of Eckerd Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
I love that you're always looking out for families. And this month, a great topic on how a family's mental health is helped with food.
That's right. And today we're going to talk about bees. So when I saw this story in Dr. Kaplan and Dr. Ruckledge's book, The Better Brain, I was so excited because one of my best friends loves bees, keeps bees, makes honey every year. But here's what they share. Picture the inside of a beehive. In each cell of the hive, an egg is hatching. The larvae that emerge are all genetically identical. By the time the bees reach maturity, everyone will be sterile except for the queen. And it all comes down to nutrition. What happens is that the colony selects the individual larva that will become the queen and feeds it a diet rich in royal jelly. The others are fed pollen, nectar, and honey. These contain plant chemicals that affect the DNA of the larvae, chemically castrating what will become the hive's worker bees. Okay, so of course, Mike, humans aren't bees. The results of diet aren't quite so marked in us, but what we eat can affect how our genes are expressed and determine how we think each day, how well we're regulating our emotions. So the key message is the better you feed your children's brain, the better their brains will serve them. Take serotonin, for example. It's the feel-good hormone. But whipping up a batch of it is not easy. To create serotonin, the brain goes through a multi-step process that requires calcium, iron, phosphorus, potassium, zinc, copper, vitamin B6, niacin, riboflavin, moly, something or other that I can't pronounce, and vitamin B1. That's four vitamins and seven minerals just for a single hormone. The brain relies on raw materials to build the countless substances it needs to support our mental functioning. In effect, eating the right foods can actually reverse numerous genetic diseases like ADHD or depression. And because all of this impacts our mental health and it can be so long-lasting, it's especially important to make sure that we're eating well at certain developmental ages of life. So when you're in your teens, during pregnancy and old age, what you eat is particularly important. So if I piqued your interest, I really encourage you to go to our website, eckerdcenter.com, click the service tab, and read about our partnership with Revive Wellness. They are a group of registered dietitians committed to helping people use food to improve their mental health, and they will provide all of our clients with a free discovery call.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Kimberly. EckerdCenter.com, again, for more on that or to book an appointment, north and south location, and your chance to maybe win a free initial visit as well if you check out the Shine FM website, ShineFM.com. Looking out for nutrition and our mental health for families. Thank you so much, Kimberly, and we'll continue next week.
Sounds great. Have a wonderful day, Mike.
Thank you.